Hey, buddy. I heard you were hiding out in your dorm. What's going on? Writing in your diary? Man, you're checking all the boxes for me to tease you today. You're sad, you're curled up in bed, and you're journaling. You're like the before scene in an antidepressant commercial. Okay. Seriously. I'm a little worried. Tell me what's going on. Why are you hiding up here? Some bully steal your lunch money? It's your birthday today. Oh, I had no idea. What'd you get? Come on, nothing. Okay, so your friends forgot? Heck, I even forgot. And I'm really sorry for that, but you know I left Facebook. That was my lifeline to birthday reminders. I don't even remember my mom's birthday. Anyway, what did your folks get you? Also nothing. So, is that why you're writing in your diary of a wimpy kid? Oh, don't bother trying to hide it. I know you keep a diary. Hell, I've read your diary. What, you're embarrassed? All right, two things. One, I really am sorry I forgot your birthday. I hope you don't lump me in with all those other lame asses who slept on your big day. And two, don't you ever be embarrassed for keeping a diary. Even if you doodle in the margins like a sensitive little girl. Okay, I'm serious now. Deadly serious. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. Even the sex stuff. Hell, especially the sex stuff. Fuck, dude, you might even consider writing erotica online. Some of your little fap fantasies are like internet hot. People would totally get off to them. I might have gotten off to them. Which ones? I don't know, the rough ones, maybe? I swear I'm not saying this to cheer you up, okay? If I was really going to cheer you up, I'd invite you back to my dorm to enact some of that wild shit you've written. Don't look at me like that. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You could play the out-of-control sex crim rapist, and I'll be the helpless little schoolgirl. You know what? Yeah, that's exactly what we're gonna do. My roommates are out tonight, and that sounds like a really fun idea. So, 7 o'clock. Come by. I'll give you a little private birthday party. One that involves your dark little fantasies. Got it? No, it's not pity sex. Think of it more like, I've had that scene from page 83 stuck in my fucking head for so long. The commuter train rape? Holy fuck, dude. Your mind is a freak show of the highest caliber. But, yeah, come by tonight. Maybe we can reenact it a little or something. I'll even dig out my old schoolgirl costume for you. Hey, shut up. The schoolgirl thing was from another time. Many Halloweens ago. Before track and weightlifting. Well, of course we don't have a commuter train. Just come over. You'll be surprised. Come in. I'm in the bedroom. Just go to the closet. Don't touch the speakers. It took me a while to find just the right soundscape on YouTube. I bet whoever posted it never thought it'd be used for, Well, this? Ta-da! What do you think? No, not me. Dude, the closet. I mean, yes, duh, I also look pretty great in a schoolgirl uniform. Especially since I grew out of it a little bit. It's more like a stripper suit now. But what do you think of our train? Butcher paper for windows. An old bench I borrowed from the entryway. Oh, and check this out. I even put the little handholds on the closet rod. You know, like the little overhead handholdy things on the train. Neat, huh? Hey, don't pussy out. I'm doing all this to cheer you up, remember? Consider this a once-in-a-lifetime chance to reenact some of that stuff you've been writing. Well, what are you just standing there for? Here, I'll just face away from you. Like, I'm on the other side of the commuter car. Maybe I'll just push out my ass and lean over the bench. Just staring out the window. Uh-oh, I think I forgot my homework. I better check my backpack. Make sure I brought it. I'll just bend a little bit lower while I dig through my stuff. Oh, hey, mister. You must work the night shift to be commuting this early, huh? You know, with this big empty train, you could sit anywhere you want. Which is why I'm so confused. Why get so close to me when you could have any seat on the train? No, don't come any closer. I'm so scared and helpless and all alone and vulnerable. Please, mister. I'll do anything. Please, don't rape me. All right, that's your cue. Dude, it's your turn to play the aggressor. Come on. Get your rape on, man. Yeah, I know you would never think about hurting me for real. That's why it's called fantasy. I'm offering you a chance to get some of that pent-up angst out. So go ahead. Do it. Dude, you know this is my birthday gift to you, right? And it's a kink for me? So fucking rape me already. What's going on? Why are you holding back? Are you not ready for this? Writes all these big stories, but can't do it in real life, huh? Okay. Oh, mister. What's that bulge in your pants? Is that what they call a hard-on? You're not gonna use that on me, are you? No, please don't. I wish there was somewhere to go, but his train is just so small and cramped, and you're practically pressing your thing against my thigh already. Is that it? You're just gonna awkwardly stand there while I make a fucking ass of myself? Did I do that good of a job making the closet look like a train car? You're just gonna stand here until we reach our stop and then you're gonna get off and walk home or what? What are you doing? Let's go! Seriously, what's wrong? Are you afraid I'm gonna regret it later and call the campus patrol or something? Why are you so shy? Okay, how about this? Just as a reminder, I'm a legal adult of consenting age. And I want you to rape me. Okay? Do you want me to give you a safe word? How about red? When I say red, it means stop. There. Simple? Does that work for you? Can we do this now? Really? You think you're gonna hurt me? No. You're not gonna hurt me. Seriously, I want this. You can be rough. And all that other shit you wrote in your journal. I want that too. So, come on. Let's do this. You ready to try again? Okay. Oh, mister, why are you laughing at me? No, don't push me against the window. If there's anyone outside, they'll see you molesting me. Holy shit, that's big. Oh my god, mister, your cock is so big. No, no, don't grab my wrists like that. What are you doing? No, mister, don't rape me. Please, anything else. No, don't rub it against my butt. Wait. No, for real, what are you doing? Dude, not in the ass. Hey, that wasn't in your journal. What the fuck? Red. Red. Stop grinding on me. I said the fucking safe word. No. No, not between the cheeks. Stop. Hey. Hey, I'm really sorry, but if you fuck around, you find out. I already tried to tell you I'm not doing anal. And that wasn't in your journal. I know I probably look helpless in this schoolgirl shit, but just remember, if you push me, I can still kick your puny ass. You good? No, you don't have to go. We're not done yet. That wasn't me shutting you down. I still want all the stuff we talked about. I just wasn't expecting that. In the fantasy you wrote, you used the victim's mouth like a fuck toy, right? Mm-hmm. Then you bent her over the bench and you finished inside her while she begged you to stop. Yeah, I want that. Mm-hmm. Especially the rough stuff. I didn't say the safe word just then because I was hurt. Dude, you couldn't hurt me if you tried. Yeah, I'm fucking serious. You can hit me, choke me, grab my hair, whatever. Just try getting rough. If you think you can. I can handle a lot more than you realize. So go on. Oh, mister. Oh, don't grab my wrists like that. Oh, no. No, don't force me onto my knees. Oh, no, the train floor is dirty. Mister. Oh, please, no. No, don't use my little schoolgirl mouth. Oh, no, I don't think that a big throbbing cock will even fit. No. No, wait. Wait, don't. Don't force it down my throat. How am I gonna breathe? Dude, come on. Grab the back of my head. Use me like I'm your prey.
Oh no, why would you do that? Oh, I'm just a little girl. Why would you force your big hard cock No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I just needed a... Hey. Hey, I said hold up. Rev. Dude, I said rev. Dude, I will beat you bloody if you don't listen to me. Nothing's wrong. I just don't think you're getting the right kind of grip. Try holding both sides of my head. My hair's just a little too short where you're holding it. I think I... Mister, no. Oh, this is so wrong. Oh, you're gonna get in so much trouble. Well, maybe you should just let me up. Let me up, like, so you can put me over the bench. Dude, if you don't put me over the bench, I'm gonna put you over it. And you're not gonna like what I do to you if that happens. So maybe just stop being a little bitch and... There we go. Oh, fuck my hair. Oh, mister. Don't pull my skirt up like that. No. No, don't. Oh, no, this is not happening. You can't just go around raping innocent girls. Wait, no. No, don't stick it in there. Oh, mister, no. No, I'm a virgin. Please, you can. You can. Oh, fuck. Did I say red? Keep fucking going. It feels really good. Oh, God, mister. Oh, you're filling me up. Oh, you're filling my tight little pussy. Oh, I'm a little girl you don't even know. Oh, mister, please stop. Oh, it's not supposed to feel this good. Oh, you're breaking me. You're breaking an innocent little schoolgirl. Are you twitching? Are you gonna come soon? That's so wrong. Oh no, don't do it. No, don't fill me up with any of that rapist seed. Fuck! That's so naughty. You're gonna get me pregnant. Oh, fuck no. No, I don't want it like this. Oh, this is so bad. It's just so fucking... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. So fucking good. No, don't stop. If you stop now without coming inside me, I'll fucking be journaling from the hospital after I break your arms. Yeah, there you go. Fuck. Yeah, just like that. Oh, deeper. Oh, fuck, mister. Oh my god, that's so naughty. Oh. Taking my rapist's cock like this. Fuck. Are you gonna come in me? No. No, please. Please, no, don't. No, that's too much. No, don't come in me. Please, no. No, no. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. So good. Still switching. Oh, fuck. Holy shit, dude. Am I okay? Yeah. Yeah, I'm great. That was just... Wow. So, what kind of other fucked up stuff do you have in that diary?